afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, your comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. This is going to be a fun show today because I got Gary Lucey with me.
Oh, yeah, thanks. I thought I'd drop in, see how you guys are doing. I'm Gary Lucey.
Gary's sitting in for Gary Lucey today. Gary Lucey.
Oh, man. How'd you get me?
It was hard.
And I was told to be here to record it. My name is
Matt Belknap. Is that okay, Matt? If you have any trouble, just ask Matt Belknap and he'll let you know how to do it.
So, Pat, last time I left.
Just hit this mute button on your mic. Is that how it works?
That's what they usually do. I mean, that's what people at home do. So if you want to save them the trouble, that's how we should do it.
Great. Perfect.
What were you saying, Gary, last time?
It was a bit of a cliffhanger. I left people hanging with my fascinating sleep study story.
Okay.
Yeah. So I didn't want to.
You barely even teased it, but I knew from Facebook that you had participated in a sleep study.
I went to sleep study because terrible snoring, a lot of like different like health problems that I've been having and stuff that like seem to be exacerbated by some sleep apnea. So they have this thing where you go and you sleep in the doctor's office and they hook you up with wires everywhere and see if like, you know, brain waves and breathing and just exactly what's going on when you're sleeping. And according to my Russian sleep tech, he said, you have very severe case. You do not sleep. You torture yourself.
Oh,
wow.
Dear.
Like my brain is on like all night death watch, like, cause I just stopped breathing, you know? And so I don't like,
Jesus Christ.
I don't like metabolize anything or get, yeah. So it's just,
it's not good, man.
So right.
What do you have to do now? You have to get the machine.
I got it's called a CPAP and it's a, it's like a snorkel and, just goes over your nose and, oh, I did just one day of doing it. It was like, ooh. So,
You're a new man.
Yeah. I don't even have my own yet. This was just from a couple days ago. So I'm going to get my own soon, but, it's going to be great. But
hey, rented snorkel.
I'm just going to rent a snorkel in the meantime.
Does Obamacare cover that?
I think it's going to be in the insurance. I hope so. It better be. Otherwise I'm going to have to jack somebody.
is it noisy at night? Like, will it bother your wife?
I think it's like a
soothing.
No more
than the snoring.
You know, the snoring.
Well, that's true.
In my Krav Maga routine that I do with my kicks and stuff from she'd had it, but
and you guys are in a twin bed also, so that's tough.
Yeah, that doesn't help.
That's not helpful at all.
But this guy, he was from Russia, as I mentioned, and I said, so do you like working nights? And he's about 5 years older than us or so, and he's like, I lose my sleep many years ago. I'm like, really? He's like, I draft into Afghanistan war, and if you sleep, you die. Sweet dreams. So it was very haunting. He's this guy who helps study and like help other people sleep.
That is like a novel or an independent film. The man who can't sleep helping others.
Exactly. So
Sleep man. Get Stephen King on the phone.
Yeah.
Totally. So do you want to hear some calls from the people? Like, we have a lady calling. Listen to this.
What? Impossible.
Hi, this is Beth McKee. Sorry.
Okay, she bailed out. Like,
that was it?
What?
Yeah, she got a little nervous, but that's, you know, we have so few many. No,
I bet she didn't want to give her last name.
Oh.
She probably just wanted to say, this is Beth.
Beth McKee.
Never mind. But 330-81 rocks. Please call back, Beth. And any lady, straight to the front of the line.
This
but,
is Squeaky from.
Ooh. Squeaky if. But dudes can call too, like this dude.
Beep. Hi, Gary, Pat, and Matt. It is Jim from Austin calling back again. And although I disagree with your assessment of whether you could unpack a whole episode around The Clash, I will defer to your judgments and come up with another suggestion for you. I think the title should be We Built the City on Rock and Roll, and it could be an ongoing series where you take a specific town and break down the music that comes from there, like Seattle. You could do the whole Seattle scene and the Minneapolis scene and LA, New York, Boston, and so on. Go generational or genre, but it would be, I think that would be an interesting look at music.
And that's not bad. We could
do
that.
Your vast knowledge.
Let's see if he tells you over.
Hold on, he's not done
talking. You guys would enjoy doing as well. Again, thank you for all you do and have a great day.
Okay, I thought he was gonna, but maybe we could go like head to head, like city versus city, or
city versus city. You take a city,
yeah.
I take a city,
yeah.
City by the bay, the city that rocks.
I'm gonna take a city. I'm gonna see. Akron.
Ooh, yeah.
Damn, that is
not bad.
Tough.
A little Devo, a little Guided by Voices.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Jesus, he knew people.
He really knew.
Breeders.
Am I just thinking of Song Pop, or did we do an episode of all New York songs?
Oh, I think that's
like songs that have New York in the title.
Maybe Song Pop, but that's not bad.
Yeah, that's not bad. I don't think we did do that, but
that's a little different than what he's saying. But there's plenty to choose from.
I mean, the thing about this show is there's just no way to find out if we ever did an episode like that.
Oh, wait a minute!
What? There is. It's therocksolidguy.blogspot.com, and we're gonna have a better URL. Is that what they call it?
Yeah,
we'll have a better URL. In
some
the
people
future.
Call it an URL.
We'll have a better URL coming. Oh, remember that TV show with the
My name is URL.
My name is URL.
That wasn't too bad.
any more phone calls?
Who else we got? Who's on the phone?
Beep, beep.
Hey, guys. This is Rodney from Aurora, Colorado.
Hey.
Great show. Keep up the great work. Definitely makes the morning exercise more bearable to listen to you three banter about rock and roll. I had a show idea. This would be where you take artists or bands that are primarily known for one genre of music, and for whatever reason, for an album or two, they decide to do something completely different. It could be like Garth Brooks when he did his Chris Gaines experiment, or Ice-T when he decided he wanted to front a heavy metal band with Body Count. And you guys would be the jury and decide whether that was a misguided tangent in their career or they missed their calling and should have been doing that type of music all along. Again, love the show. Keep up the great work. Bye.
Well, first of all, it's always a miss.
Well, those examples clearly are, but...
And what was this guy's name again?
Jim. He's from Colorado. He's working out.
Oh, Rodney.
He's working out. It's fucking all you, man. It's all you. Come on. Two more.
Pat's
spotting
you.
Push it.
He's spotting you.
Yeah, I'm spotting.
That was Rodney. Sorry, I said it was Jim.
Come on, Rodney. Come on. You can do it, man. Dig!
I should have thought of some examples like, oh, you mean like Neil Young's reggae album, Southern Mon, or something. That's stupid. That's not a good one. But maybe there's a good one.
Is it ever, does it ever work when people it's, like stray?
I think it would be hard to fill an episode, and it would be even harder to fill an episode with good music.
Yeah.
Because it would mostly be bad.
Here's what always happens when bands do that. They say, we wanted to expand our musical palette. We wanted to try something different. And then usually the album that follows that, they go, you know what? We just want to get back to our roots.
Yeah. Exactly.
People have been clamoring. It's like, no shit.
Yeah.
I guess you could find, there are a couple of good songs on the, this isn't a huge departure, but when U2 did the pop thing,
that was
not entirely without merit.
I think if you want to go, like, sometimes bands don't do a whole album of that, but they might have a song or two, like, oh, we did a dance song, we did this, we did a country song. So that's worth investigating.
I don't need to tell you guys, when Kesha hooked up with Iggy Pop, she turned out a great punk song.
I'm telling
yes,
you.
Indeed. Remember Jewel's bid to become a pop queen?
Yeah.
It was unfortunate.
Oh, your heart, your inspiration. Oh, no one likes the song? Okay, I'll sell it to Gillette. Ended up in a fucking Razor commercial. That was awful.
Here's an idea I bet Pat will be down with this last call.
Beep. Hi, this is Travis Kennedy from L.A. County, California. I love the show, first time caller.
Be less specific.
I was just thinking for an idea. You guys could try doing, perhaps as a theme, a superhero theme, doing songs that have to do with different superheroes. There's plenty out there, as well as you can probably even source out and do stuff from different soundtracks. If only for the opportunity to play Bad Dance by Prince, because people need to remember that actually happened.
Your wish is our command.
Love what you guys do. Matt, thanks for playing Tenacious D when you do. Gary, I demand to know what region these regional hits are from. And as always, Pat, go fuck yourself.
Thank
you. Bye. Oh, I got a live one here.
Ahead of its time.
Yes. When yes. Prince found that sampler in the closet, history was made.
Yes.
Also, if people want to head over to Travis Kennedy's Facebook page, his cover photo is a picture of Captain America fighting the Winter Soldier.
Oh, nice.
So that must be why he wanted to do a
creepy stalker.
We were all doing the Batuzzi in here.
Yeah.
When that was
do
going
you think
on.
He had a, when they sent that out to records or to radio stations, did it come with a note that said, he's saying, get the funk out.
Oh, yeah. Probably, yeah.
Because it really, really sounds like
it does.
Smart.
Party man. Boo. Any more calls?
I think that's it. I don't have any more new business. Do you have any new business?
I just want to thank a couple of people have found the donation button on the Blogspot.
Oh,
and they've
yeah.
donated
oh,
cool. some money to us. And it's still there. I'm not telling you to donate, but if you want to, go ahead.
That's really nice.
We're still going to do it whether you donate or not.
That's so
but
cool.
Maybe we won't.
And that's really going to help us.
Jesus.
But thank you for those people who supported us. We very much appreciate that.
That is awesome.
And Kyle's here with us today. Mm-hmm. But when I left the house, another guy wanted to come along.
Oh, boy.
And I told him that he wasn't allowed to come along. And he promised me that he was going to be on his best behavior.
Okay.
So joining us in studio right now is Dirty iPod.
What's up, man?
He told me he just wanted to ask us a few questions.
Keep it clean.
So let's see what happens.
Hello, Gary. What was your favorite movie this summer?
Oh, I just saw that way, way back. It was really good. Yeah, everyone should see that. That's fun for the whole family.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Dirty iPod. That was yes, fine.
Yeah,
I'm fine
nice,
with that,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good morning, Pat. What is your favorite flavor of ice cream?
Oh, well, geez, that's a tough. I really love ice cream, but you know what? When push comes to shove, I just kind of like the chocolate peanut butter, the chocolate
yeah.
with the hunks of peanut butter mixed in.
Good answer.
So far.
Hey, Matt, do you like fitness?
Yeah. I mean, I try to keep in shape. I'm walking a lot lately. Yeah, I guess I do.
Okay.
Then how about fitness dick up your ass?
What the fuck?
What?
Fitness dick up your ass?
How about
why me? What did I ever do to
what
you?
That was going too smoothly.
Just simply answering a question
then
about
how
my
about health. Fitness dick up your ass.
What the
I got it. I heard
God,
you.
He heard you the first time.
Wow. I'm a father.
I know, and you like fitness.
Trying to stay in shape for my children.
Wow.
God almighty.
But on the subject of fitness and nutrition, do you like nuts?
Oh, I actually do.
Oh, good, good.
I
okay.
love nuts.
Never mind.
Why do you ask?
No, I don't know.
The iPod.
That is outrageous.
He's
well,
banned. He's banned now. He can't.
I think we need to take a commercial break before we get into
okay, cool.
today's topic. So, sorry.
This is we're doing a lot of things right now.
Sorry.
This is a heavy production load for the producer.
Commercial break.
Hey, man, is that Freedom Rock?
Yeah, man.
Well, turn it up, man.
Lord, I want a strong man than this.
Everybody,
join me.
Join
me. Start a love tree.
The ink is black.
Turn it down, man. Hey, man, remember the good old days? You know, war, protest.
Going to jail.
Well, man, we found this new album called Freedom Rock. It's got all those great songs we used to groove to back then. Just listen.
I said war. Good God, y'all.
Don't you want somebody to love?
Maybe I'll be there to shake your hand. Maybe I'll be there to share the land.
To everything, turn.
If I leave here tomorrow.
Freedom Rock has it all, man. 40 original rock hits by the original artists. On 4 records, 3 cassettes, or 2 CDs. Here's more.
In a white room with black curtains. You see, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Sunshine go away today.
We may have a restless way again.
Come on, people now.
Man, you should get Freedom Rock too. 4 records or 3 cassettes are only $19.95. 2 CDs, only $24.95. Here's how to order.
to order Freedom Rock, just listen to K-Earth 101 and put a cassette in your boombox and tape it.
Gary, we just had a, someone just handed this to me. Apparently, ASCAP has shut down the podcast. They said we are not allowed to play any more songs today because we are over our limit of free clips that we can play. So it's going to be a music-free episode for the next 40 minutes or so.
The order that those songs are in is like so ingrained. I saw that commercial so much.
And you just remembered it.
Like, yeah, and I should say that that ad is the only reason I know any of the songs that Pat plays on that show. It actually did serve some good in this world.
That's excellent.
Gary, if we could reach out to the people at Southern Fried Rock and see if they could possibly...
Worry.
There was a Roy Orbison ad. I think I even saw it maybe more than Freedom Rock.
Interesting.
It was just of greatest hits.
Yeah, that was
Incessant. Oh, my God.
Pretty Woman in that?
Got them all coming up in the future weeks. Right. So just keep it here. So
I love the sponsors. This is great.
This is awesome.
This is a great segment.
This week, show is... I was going to call Spell You Later, but...
okay.
Hold on.
But I think Matt...
We have a special guest that's going to explain what this episode's all about.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kay Solo.
Like this. Hey, what I'm about to say may hit a lot of people in a real strange way. Some said I should have spelled this a long time ago, but I stayed amateur while others turned pro. P-R-O, now I'ma throw letters in my word so I can make a spellbound flow. Read it slow. See how it S-O-U-N-D sounds? K-S-O-L-O, spellbound.
Songs with spelling in them for seemingly no reason.
Excellent. Yeah.
It's a...
What do you mean no reason?
Spelling Bee was a few weeks ago. I think that would maybe... Did that inspire this?
Oh, that would have been a good tie-in.
Yeah. Who knows?
This is I think they're educational. I think that, you know, little kids hear these songs and they learn something. It totally has a purpose.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, you're right. All right. Well,
And we can call this episode Spell You Later.
Okay, that's fine. Either which way.
That's
spell
fine. Bound,
spell anything you want.
Spell bound, spell it out. Spell
people listening later. Know that we already decided to call it that.
They already know.
Or did we?
let's start the spelling lesson with one of my favorite all-time albums from CBGB class of 1977. This is not only a spelling word, but it's a scientific principle. We're talking about television and friction. And let's find out how you spell that. F-R-I-C-T-I-O-N, Pat. Friction. Top that. That's I just got 17 points for that.
Well, I'm gonna go with probably maybe one of the most well-known spelling songs. There's a little lady who refuses to fly, but she likes her chicken. Aretha Franklin.
This is probably the king of spelling.
Yeah, this is the king. I'm not even...
There you go. That's it.
There you go. How about that?
It's one of the songs that you hear a zillion times in your life, and yet I don't think it really gets old. It's just great.
Yeah. It stays with it. Yeah, I like it.
I like it.
This is one. This is like a perfect example of a regional hit.
All right, here
this,
we go.
I've been looking to work this one in for years, and finally, this is the one that was like causing me all the delays. Like, oh, how could I have forgotten that? I believe this was from the Atlanta area, big college radio smash in the early '80s, and made it its way to like the burgeoning alternative rock stations. It's Pat Wilson and Bop Girl
from the top.
Yeah, and we'll find out how you spell that.
So it's spelled like it sounds.
Yeah. The,
She's a bad girl.
B-O-P-G-I-R-L. That's the flip side of that. Bob Girl Goes Surfing.
Do they spell out goes and surfing?
I don't think so.
All right.
But anyway, so okay. So now you're up with some spelling.
Well, and you're keeping track. You're adding up the letters.
Yeah, I thought that would be funny. Like,
that is
the
funny.
Word with Friends.
There's a couple. There's one song that I'm going to really score high.
Oh, excellent. I can't wait.
This one I don't have in my playlist, Matt, so I'm going to have to take the plug because this just popped in my head and I don't know how I missed it. But you know what made me think of it?
Subbing out? Because I have to say the one you were going to play is actually an acronym.
I know. It's a cheat.
That's a cheat.
But we'll see. When Gary mentioned CBGBs, it made me think of this song. So I don't know how loud this is going to come in or not. But
I'll adjust it.
What nice. Albums off that?
That is that's off of their greatest hits live, but they have two studio tracks. They have this and the theme from Spider-Man. And that song, that version's very meta because it's the Ramones singing about themselves. But that's actually a Motorhead song written by Lemmy.
Oh,
in tribute to the Ramones.
Interesting.
That's weird.
Wow.
So yeah, and he has all their names in there.
Oh, cool. Does he spell them?
He doesn't spell him. No, Lemmy can't spell.
I had some Pinhead coming up later. D-O-M-B, everybody's accusing me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But maybe we'll skip that. Maybe we'll get to it. Who knows?
Okay.
We'll find out.
Let's see what happens.
If I'm like a couple points down and I need to win.
And you need it, you're going to have to go for Pinhead.
But as it is, I'm going to go with The Fall. And it's about a creep. What is this?
Here is books. The list book club, and after 2 months, stands a familiar haunch, and it's that same slouch. You had less time he was around, depression abounds, and his type is doing the rounds. He is a scumbag, a horrid, trendy wretch.
C-R-E-E-P spells creep. I'm a weirdo.
What we'll do, Matt, is I will skip the next one, but I'm gonna play it later. A twofer acronym thing.
Yeah.
So we're gonna go to this. This guy's a fucking asshole. Mellencamp. And you would think that I'm going to play R-O-C-K in the USA, but I'm not.
What?
I'm going to go with his other spelling song, and the guy can't even spell. You'll hear it. This is from 1994's Dance Naked.
Oh, boy.
Guilty to proven innocent. I think I'm about the government. Wondering where the money went. Into outer space, I guess. Lying, cheat, is everywhere. Pretty boys in their underwear. Statue of Liberty, who really cares about freedom? Sing about L-U-V, baby. L-U-V. Sing about L-U-V, baby.
He's singing about love.
Yeah. L-U-V.
Singing about L-U-V.
He doesn't play by the rules, Pat.
That's right. He's a rebel.
Okay. Well, he learned to spell from the New York Dolls. When I say I'm in love, you best believe I'm in love, L-U-V. Which I think they stole, too.
It would have just been a little bit too much work to spell out L-O-V-E.
I think so.
Couldn't have fit it in as well.
No, you can't even spell love, man. You can't hold him down. So L-U-V, so that's 4, 5, 8. That's a good that's an 8-point score, 32-37.
Why is that an 8 points? It's only 3 letters.
Well, because you get...
Are you actually using Scrabble points?
Yeah, I'm using Scrabble points.
Oh, you are? You have. Do you know how much the letters are worth?
Sure.
That's insane.
I play a lot.
If a V is worth 5, right?
V is worth... Oh, you're right. I had it for 4. 33. That's...
well, now you're just cheating.
Well, now you have to...
You've
got to go back and do the whole thing.
It's going to be close. But yeah, it's the only way me and my mother communicate is with words with friends. We don't really talk, so...
That's okay.
And you have to read the subtext of the words.
Oh, wait, you know what? But, Pat, the
neglect, triple word.
Resentment for the win. You know what? The points are different in Words with Friends from Scrabble.
A little bit.
I thought a V was still 5.
V is 5. V's and K's are 5.
Yeah.
five, yeah. But in Scrabble it's four. So sometimes right. I'm, but don't worry.
Okay, well, no, we'll go with your Scrabble points.
This is, boy, I love this kid, Macklemore. He just makes my heart swell with Northwest pride.
Oh, is he from? Portland?
He's from Seattle. Oh, okay. But
and did you say Michael Moore?
No, Macklemore.
Okay, I thought you said Michael Moore, and that guy's from Flint, Michigan, and he's excellent.
You love Macklemore, but how do you feel about Ryan Lewis?
He's kind of a gravy train. He's
just whatever.
Yeah, he's kind of a coattail writer.
I don't know what's going
thrift
on.
Store co-writer. Macklemore, he's like you he's this that. Rapper. He's the biggest breakout star of the year, and he's amazing. He's like he's sober, so you know he's like. Raps against drugs, raps against materialism in his big hit thrift shop, yeah. Raps against homophobia and pro gay marriage in his song Same Love, and raps against building code violations in the one we're going to hear, the ceiling can't hold us. But this is the biggest. I think it's the biggest independent release of all time. I think it's like he's not on a record label.
Wow.
So this and he has like three top 10 singles already off this joint called The Heist. And
Kyle's shaking his head.
He's like, the
youth of America is not on board.
He's like because you know he's too mainstream now, right? Is that the problem, Kyle, or he's just
not cool?
His hair's not cool. He's got like that. He has that hairdo of like Pink or Miley Cyrus. But this is Can't Hold This. And here's how independent he is. He spells out independent. Listen to this.
My style, money, stay on my craft and stick around for those pounds. But I do that to pass the torch and put on for my town. Trust me, on my independent shit hustling. Chasing dreams since I was 14 with the four-track. Halfway across that city with the back crush shit. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give that to the people, spread it across the country. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give it to the people, spread it across the country. Here we go back, this is the moment. Tonight is the night, we'll fight till it's over.
You haven't heard this?
I don't think I have heard that.
I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T.
Ceiling can't hold him.
Ceiling can't hold him. Macklemore. All he can do is shake his head.
That's a big point score for you.
I'm gonna add that up while you.
I'm gonna get some points on this one.
Massive.
I'm gonna get some points on this. I'm so excited. This is always in my iPod shuffle when when I'm on the treadmill.
Okay.
It's a good treadmill song. Let's drop us in at 2:19. This lady's got some nice lady lumps.
Yes.
Jealous half a million for the stove. Taking trips from here to Rome. So if you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home.
Frosty, frosty.
Okay, keep it going.
Flossy.
What you saying, flouncy, flouncy?
Flossy, flossy.
Flossy,
you played that on episode 36.
That's okay. I just want you to know
deduct 10 points from his score. Repeat.
When Fergie flies first class, just so you know, she's up in the sky.
Everyone else. She's talking first class Greyhound. Everyone else is on the bus. She's up there.
By the way, if Fergie was here, I'd ask her one question. Do you like fitness?
She's pretty obvious that she does.
She loves fitness.
Yeah.
Well, much like respect, there's another spelling song that you just got to play when the subject comes up. And it's from Tammy Wynette. And it sounds a little like this.
Of me. Our D-I-V-O-R-C-E becomes final today. Me and little J-O-D will be going away. I love you both.
Let's spell one more word here.
On points now.
That we could stop this D-I-V-O-R-C-E.
I get credit for all those words?
I think you get credit for
a lot of
this.
I'm going to take Joey, too, even though it's proper, because
yeah,
it's a
should.
Kangaroo. a baby kangaroo.
That was, when I thought of respect, that was, divorce was right there with that, too.
Well, here's, I want to play a little sidebar to that one.
Okay.
It's from the same kind of era, and this is, not all spelling is correct. So let's hear a little bit of Bobby Goldsboro from Watching Scotty Grow. Listen to this, that little asshole.
Okay.
There he sits with a pen and a yellow pad. What a handsome lad. That's my boy. B-R-L-F-Q spells mom and dad.
What?
Well, that ain't too bad.
What did he spell?
Back that up.
What did he spell?
Spells mom. B-R-L-F-Q spells mom and dad.
B-R-L-F-Q?
B-R-L-F-Q says mom and dad. You stupid little... What?
Burfical? What the fuck is he talking about?
What is going on there?
It's a little kid who can't spell, but he's like, look, I write mom and dad.
You know, that kid's got to get into a special program.
Yeah, exactly.
At school.
You know what? He needs some discipline from Luca's dad.
Jesus Christ.
Luca? I just got my Father's Day card. And I noticed that happy was spelled right. But father was spelled D-I-C-K. Let me tell you something. If I ever get a Father's Day card like this, don't you walk away from me. I'm going to give you a present. And when people say, where did you get that present? I want you to say that you bumped into something. I want you to say that you stubbed your toe on a rock or a pebble. No, I want you to go to your room. You do. I want a good Father's Day card with nice words spelled correctly. I want X's. I want O's. And I want an L-O-V-E in it.
Oh,
or
man.
There will be no dinner again.
Ooh. This is awkward.
Chilling. Wow.
Bobby Goldsboro was a staple in our house growing up.
Is that right?
That was what my mom and dad listened to. He'd also come over for a barbecue.
And you see somebody. Do you remember this song he had?
He brought hot dogs once. X-R-L-E.
X-R-L-E. Right here on my list. Do you remember a song he had called Little Things That You Say?
I remember Green Apples.
Yeah.
God and me, little green apples. Matt, you don't remember any of these songs.
I've never heard of
this guy. What did your parents listen to in the house?
You know, it's funny. I was just visiting my dad, and I went through. I was looking through his record collection.
CDs or LPs?
LPs.
Okay.
Yeah, and because he had this record player. My dad's kind of a pack rat, so everything from my childhood is still in the house somewhere. So I was just looking through the exact same cabinet that housed the records when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Still has them. So I was looking through it. It's a lot of you would like it actually. A lot of Simon and Garfunkel.
Okay.
He kind of just skimmed the big things of the 70s, 60s, 70s. Like there's Beatles, James Taylor, Simon and Garfunkel, Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
And it was a curveball. It was a G.G. Allen, I Fuck What I Kill. What?
When you open that cabinet, because where my parents kept their records, when you opened it, that cabinet had like a smell. Like not a bad smell, but it has like a...
Right.
It has like a smell.
Something about the cardboard of
the
sleeves. Yes,
the cardboard of the sleeves.
There was also some weird shit that I asked him about it. He didn't know what this was, but, well, first of all, this made me laugh. This was one of his records. I didn't know that.
Oh, Ray Charles, The Exciting Years.
The Exciting Years. Yeah.
That's the name of a Ray Charles compilation. The Exciting Years.
There was a year.
As if to say,
there was a year
fuck
when
you,
I,
other eras.
Boring.
There was a year when I actually had sight.
Yeah.
And that was great.
Oh, man.
That was great. We went to some titty bars, and it was amazing the things I saw. Saw a donkey show down in Tijuana.
Then he had this thing that this is what I asked him about, and he didn't know. He didn't know what it was.
Did he say, well, that's not mine?
No, but it's called
Matt's dad is just,
I'm gonna show this about you. I took a picture of this too. It's called Drugs Won't Get It, People Will, an educational record about narcotic addiction.
Wow.
Look at the cover of this thing.
Let me see.
So weird. Like, I don't know why he would have had that. My dad is like the straightest dude ever.
It's still in the plastic. I can see the shine.
Yeah. Maybe he wanted to learn how to get into narcotics. And
it's just like, And that
that's
was
so
from
strange.
Before I was born.
It looks like a, some kind of self-release thing. Maybe it was like his friend is a teacher or something like that. Or,
did he have
it's
any...
It's been weirder that he didn't remember. It just seemed like something... It was like a cover-up. He was like, well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Did he have any Red Fox party albums?
No. He did have some weird 60s like political satire records. Like, so he was in...
Von Meter and the
He didn't
first
have
fan.
That, but I forget... Oh, it was like The Interrogators or something?
Oh,
it's
I don't
some
know.
Sketch thing. It was crazy obscure, but... Anyway, yeah, kind of interesting. But yeah, musically, not that broad.
Okay.
Pretty much. He had a Jimi Hendrix
collection. Wait a minute. Pat, you would have liked what he has. Musically, not that broad.
No, no, I just mean like you like that era.
No, I know.
You know, he had the Woodstock album.
Yeah.
He had the Who, Who Are You, which I surprised me because he never played that when I was a kid. I never heard it.
That's for my alone time.
Sometimes I like just...
Maybe he didn't play it because they say, who the fuck are you? And he didn't want you to hear that.
I'm not sure you ever listened to it. Like, he's never, in my life, I've never heard him voice one... I've never heard him mention the Who. I didn't know. Like, he also had... This was the best. He had like, an early 80s Willie... he had a Willie Nelson album, but he also had a Kenny Rogers album from the early 80s. And then he had a Dolly Parton album, but it was... What is it called? Here You Come Again?
Yeah.
Yeah, Here You like, Come Again.
Cheesiest, most poppy, like, awful thing that
Looking
you probably ever recorded.
Than a body has a right
and
to.
The cover is insane. It's like this soft focus, like, thing with, she's got like a...
Isn't she working or cleaning up or something? She has like some...
No, she's just kind of, it's like three
okay.
photos
oh, right,
of her
yeah,
like
yeah,
this
yeah,
and
yeah.
just the, you know, the breasts are
that, well, we know why he had it.
Out. Yeah. It was, I do think that was probably...
I can't wait till the next time you go home and you go in and your dad in the shower and you actually hear him, Mama's got a squeeze box was on her chest. What are you doing? I love the Who, Matt. I never told you, but I love them. Trying to get a handle on how your dad talks. It's either like this.
No, his voice is like mine. He has a deep voice, but he's very like,
squeeze box.
I don't know how that got there. You know, he's very
quite sure how that breast,
stiff.
The cover with the breasts made its way to my cabinet.
But, so I have
sorry
I have,
for that tangent, but
no, it's very interesting. I love hearing about folks' record collections.
What just played? I don't even remember. What
it's Europe.
Okay,
and I have two more like clusters of songs, and then one more standalone song.
Oh my god, I have like six more songs.
Okay, so maybe you could like double up.
Okay, let's do let's
awesome made for toys.
Let's skip the acronyms right now, Matt, and we'll go to that that band that wants to sound like the other Jersey band. This is John Cafferty.
Yes.
And the Beaver Brown
and
Band.
And the Beaver Brown Band, thank goodness.
Let's hear what they're going to be singing about. Got to be big points for a C and a Y.
Yeah, that's good. That sounds like it could be from the Howard the Duck soundtrack.
Oh, and just so the listeners know, doesn't mean I like these songs. These are the songs that popped in my head that had spelling in them. want me to do this? Let me do the acronym cluster then.
Sure.
First, we'll do one that we've all heard and danced with, and it's by a bunch of gentlemen that like other gentlemen.
Where do they go to meet other gentlemen?
A place where they like fitness.
What's the name of the? What's the
oh, they love fitness.
Okay. They love fitness.
Young man, there's no need to feel down. I said, young man, pick yourself off the ground. I said, young man, 'cause you're in a new town. There's no need to be unhappy. Young man, there's a
right, we get it. We've heard it. Million.
But they didn't spell it.
No, oh, sorry.
Tell us what the album's called, Matt.
Cruising
for fitness.
I've never seen this album cover. It's great. It's like their vehicles are
nice.
It's cool.
Is the Indian on a horse?
Yep.
Yeah.
Indians on a horse. Construction workers on a bulldozer of sorts. The cop and the biker are both on motorcycles.
On each other. And then
you got the cowboys also on a horse.
On a motorcycle, okay.
And then the army man's in a Jeep.
Are you sure the cowboy's riding a horse?
Looks like a horse.
Okay, and then this acronym, and you don't have to give me points for these two songs here. This is from the follow-up to Back in Black. This is for those about to rock, we salute you. This song is called COD by AC/DC. Let's find out what COD means.
Okay.
Care of the devil.
In care of the devil.
Wow.
Yep. Wow.
COD, that is really... care of the devil.
That's what that means.
Yes. A lot of people think it's cash on delivery.
I worked at the post office. I didn't know it was
care of the devil.
Wow.
Lives at 666 Greenbaum Lane.
Yes.
Okay, Greenbaum.
Gary. Now, a lot of your spelling songs are inspired by the rhythms of cheerleading. I would say.
Yeah.
And
right. This is a rock solid overlap.
Oh, man.
Excellent.
So, do you want to hear the one that I bet we're probably overlapping from Gwen Stefani? Is that
yeah,
it?
Let's do that one.
Let's hear that little spelling lesson. Get some fruit in your diet.
Wait. If Gwen was here, I'd have one question for her.
Yeah.
Do you like fitness?
That's her shit.
Put that on your shopping list, Bobby Goldsboro.
That's right.
Okay, so now that's, you know, just kind of like a cheerleader rhythm, but here's a couple groups that took actual cheers and turned them into songs.
Let's hear it.
First one's going to be Fishbone. Why would you need an alibi for your look? It's not my fault. My parents are ugly,
and that's ska music, correct? Fishbone,
yeah, more or less, I guess so. Right. Kind of in the
I bet they've played. I bet Gwen Stefani's been on a bill with them.
Probably, I bet.
They've probably been on spelling. Yeah, there's been something. There's a crossover with them. I'm sure.
And here is Faith No More from the Angel Dust album. Okay. At my school, we would chant, be aggressive, be passive aggressive. Score if you want to. Whatever.
That sounded like not only, they didn't just sing that, they went to a high school and like put a microphone out. And it sounds like they just
I think so.
Got a real cheerleading group.
A real cheer squad.
That didn't even match up with the actual tempo of their song.
Exactly. It doesn't quite slow.
I gotta admit, it's difficult for me when I'm hearing the spelling and trying to figure out the word. Like when Sarah's reading a book and she'll go, hey dad, what's this word? And she'll spell it. I got to see it. I actually have to see it sometimes.
It's hard. Yeah, it is. It is hard to get that. Well, let's see if you can get this one.
Okay.
This is kind of in the cheerleader cluster. This is the Magnetic Fields from 69 Love Songs Up Top. Claudia is going to be singing about the city where her baby lives.
W-A-S-H-I-N-G-T-O-N, baby.
What is it? Really?
Washington. You know why? Because I was I was
going to play it again.
Okay.
Here we go.
I wasn't paying attention, to be honest.
W-A-S-H-I-N-G-T-O-N, baby. D-C. W-A-S-H-I-N-G-T-O-N, baby. D-C.
A city that ends in the letters D-C.
Can you write it down? No. Washington. Washington.
D-C. It's paradise to me. It's not because it is the grand old sea.
There you go. Spell it out.
Very nice. My next song I've played before, so we're not going to play it, but it was it's one of those ones like Respect that I thought of immediately, and it's Bay City Rollers.
Yes!
S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y Knight. But let's go to this one.
Yeah, I got a lot of points for that one.
That would have been good.
I know.
But this one's going to even be better.
Yes, this one's going to be good. This is from the album Big Bam Boom.
Oh, boy. Yes, this is good.
Hall & Oates. Of a different style, I believe love will always be the same. The ways it means are the part subject to change. MBTH4EOFLOB, it's a method of modern love. MBTH4EOFLOB, it's a method of modern love.
Nice.
I like Hall & Oates, but that's just terrible.
And they don't spell modern. They just spell method of love.
Method of love.
It's weird.
Conspicuous in its absence from the Bird and the Bee album, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that would have been, that seemed like
that. They probably agree with me. It's not good.
Not good.
Yeah.
You know what else I would have liked to see on there is adult.
Education.
Preston and I watched So I Married an Axe Murderer yesterday.
Oh, that's a good movie.
That is, and
Charles Grodin, love him.
It's so when Mike Myers dressed up as his dad is dancing around doing a little jig Saturday night, it's just
doesn't he try to commandeer Charles Grodin's vehicle in that, and Charles Grodin goes, no, you can't do that.
Is Charles Grodin in there?
I thought he is. I thought he has to drive him somewhere. Am I thinking of a different movie?
I don't know.
I think you're thinking of Midnight Run.
Look on your mini computer. See if Charles Grodin's an axe murderer. Do something like that.
I've never seen that movie. Embarrassing.
Oh, it's kind of cute.
Yeah.
It kind of holds up. It's pretty early 90s.
It's one of the few movies, maybe the only movie, where Mike Myers doesn't play a crazy character. He's either.
I thought he plays
either,
his dad.
He plays his dad.
Well, yeah, but he's also in the movie as a normal person.
Right. He's kind of normal, but he's pretty outsized. He's got a pretty antic personality.
Yeah, you're right. He does a couple takes to the camera.
Yeah,
that guy can't not break the fourth wall,
and he constantly says hello. but that's fun.
He is in it.
He is in
it.
Okay. Yeah. I wasn't.
There's a scene where he wants to commandeer his vehicle. He's like, I need to commandeer your vehicle and Charles Grodin just says, I'm pretty sure that's not a thing. I'll take you where you want to go, but you can't. I have two more. Do you have anything else, Gary?
I got a little cluster again, and we'll just hear the spellings of these because we heard these songs a lot.
Okay.
But this is from my file of top 100 songs ever. Some entries in that. And the first one is from REM. Let's see if you could hear what they're spelling. Shake this world a little down, it's all that you got. Metal shivs on wood, pushed to your back. There's a splinter in your eye, it reads, reads. Did you catch it?
No.
REACT. React. Reaction. All right, and this one we heard not that long ago, but it's just so great. Let's hear a little bit of Len Steal My Sunshine. Let's see if you can spot the spelling word.
L-A-T-E-R that week.
L-A-T-E-R that week, Pat.
Boy, that is nice. That might be the bottom of the spelling barrel right there.
Come on!
It's a good song, but like that's one tiny piece of a song.
I think that's a lot of swag to spell that.
Right.
This is from the Pixies, probably their last great song, like, you know, in their first era.
Yeah.
And it's called Valuria, and you can hear Kim spelling out the title of the song.
Now, we should talk about this real quick. That Kim Deal,
right.
Is not touring with
she's
the
out.
She's out. But another Kim, friend of the show,
Kim Shattuck from the Muffs.
Kim Shattuck cool. is touring with the Pixies,
playing bass and I don't know. I don't think she'll record. I think she's just touring, and that's a fun thing.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's. I don't know. I mean, it's.
Do you think you could get any of the Pixies in here because of that connection?
We should try it. I'm going to try it.
You
I'm
should
gonna,
try.
I'm going to work it. Who knows?
Bring Kim and Frank Black, right?
All I can say is no. Yeah. Yeah. That would, let's, I'm going to try.
You know what? Get Jack Black in here, too.
Get out of here, baby.
His brother, Frank.
Yeah. Get a black guy.
So I have... Do you have any more? I have two more.
I have one or two more.
Okay, let's play this one next. This is you start this one from the top, and this this from the British Invasion, and this guy will spell out two words for us.
Oh.
And then I have an anecdote. Go ahead.
Okay. Ah.
I met her in a club down in North Soho, where you drink champagne and it tastes like Coca-Cola. C-O-L-A Cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a background voice she said hello.
I like on One from the Road when he says, hello, L.A.
I'm glad you said that. Because in the live version, yes, at the end, he says, hello, L.A. And my wife, he ends it with that. He goes, hello, L.A. He's not saying hello, L.A. He's just spelling.
Right.
My wife, Pilar, thought he was saying, hello, Annette.
Hello, Annette.
Hello, Annette. Wow. And I'm like, what are you talking? Well, she was live, so I thought maybe he's, someone in the audience he knew, and he was, I'm like, no.
Yeah, Annette Funicello was in the audience, and he loves Mickey Mouse Club.
I thought the anecdote you were going to tell was, I was, you know what, every day on the Rock Solid Facebook page, please like us on Facebook, we have our pop quiz of the day, and a little, it's a little rock and roll quiz. And,
yes.
I was researching something else, but then I saw this, when they recorded that originally as Coca-Cola, and then Coca-Cola balked. And
so they had to change it to Cherry.
Had to change it to Cherry. So it was like, it was some, I think it was like $15,000 it cost him, because Ray had, he had to fly back from LA all the way to.
Like he couldn't record it there.
Yeah, and like send the tape over or something to put that in. But.
And that way, you couldn't just email him the anymore. Yeah. Like you can now. Oh, and by the way, another anecdote. Lola, pretty sure, likes fitness.
I think so. I think
pretty sure.
And likes to walk on the wild side.
That's right.
Yeah. This is, you know, I love my show tunes.
Oh, and, who doesn't love show tunes?
This is from the show Avenue Q, which is kind of it's like a send-up of Sesame Street. And this is going to be a huge point score. This is a song about, it's about a German word, if that's allowed. Mm. And in the show, it's sung by a character called Gary Coleman, who is like the TV actor Gary Coleman.
Oh, God.
Played that's by a, like a small woman.
That's
in
great.
This. But, and it's called Schadenfreude. So let's see.
They, see us, they don't want to be us, and that makes them feel great. We provide a vital service to society, you and me, Schadenfreude, making the world a better place, making the world a better place, making the world a better place to be. S-C-H-A-D-E-N-F-R-E-U-D-E.
What you talking about? It's a great show.
That is.
Yeah, you guys.
I've never seen that.
Oh, it's fun.
I would love to see it.
It is fun.
Now, before I play my next song, I wanted to play a song from this band up top and promote this band. And the new band called The Pride of Erie, PA.
All right. Yeah.
With a friend of the show, Tony Thaxton, with Bill McShane, Patrick Carey, and Mike Furman of Hard and Firm. And
love it.
Many other things. And it's... you can find it on iTunes. I think it's six songs. It's an EP, and it is. I love everything about it. I love the cover. I love the video, and I love all the songs. So,
yeah, it's really good.
Throw these guys some money.
Furman,
it's really great.
No, I love him. He's one of the great
and,
guys.
And hey, who knows? Maybe Pride of Erie, PA will come in studio and play a couple songs for us sometime.
Yeah.
So, do you have any more songs?
We can hear that Ramones if people need some closure. But
I have one that no one's ever heard.
Okay, well,
so what do you want to do?
The Pride of Erie, PA, they don't have a spelling song?
They don't have a spelling song. I just wanted to, talk about them up top.
Oh, I see. Oh, I see.
And last week's episode, I wanted to mention it too. So
E-R-I-E-P-A.
Yes, is, Pride of Erie, PA. Spelled.
So, do you want to, do we just want to go and we'll leave, or should I hear this, Ramones, or what do you think? People know it.
Well, I definitely want to play this one.
Yeah, let's just play out with Sammy. With your song.
Okay.
Okay. Well, let's just skip. Yeah, we already sang it. Ramones, Pinhead, get it.
Okay.
Leave Home, second album, awesome. You know it.
We heard some Ramones earlier. Yeah. No, enough Ramones already.
Enough already.
Jesus.
This is from someone people either love or hate, probably usually hate, from an album called Street Machine. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to tell you what the title of the song is, but this is Sammy Hagar, if we can drop it in at 1 minute and 55 seconds. That's
spell it.
Trans Am Highway Wonderland.
Yes.
That is awful.
Yep.
That loves to drive.
The only thing missing was him saying, "Give me a tea." Guy loves to drive.
Yeah. That was bad.
Guy has a problem with driving too. What is it? I keep forgetting. What's his problem?
Well, in some states, the speed limit statewide is 55.
Okay.
And
he can totally obey that, right?
Turns out he has a rare affliction.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what it is, but his foot gets on that pedal and the needle starts approaching those double fives.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
So what you're saying is
his cruise control shuts down. Even if he tries to look, I'll take it out of my hands. Let the computer do the work.
So you're saying he's unable to drive. Is it 55?
He cannot drive 55.
So he drives a little bit slower than 55.
No.
He keeps it around 50.
He actually
What?
He can't even drive slower than 55. 0 through 55 is just untenable for him.
Are you kidding me?
He has to go 56 or higher.
This sounds like this guy might be a lawbreaker of some sort.
Look, it depends on where he is. In some places, it's fine.
All and right.
If he's driving through Montana, it's no big deal.
Well, you know where the joke's on him is in Canada.
What's up?
There's like a speed limit 88. And then 88, man. That's really just 55 miles an hour.
It'd be so great if he actually did a new version. Like if he had a Canadian version of the song.
And he's saying it in French.
I can't drive 88 kilometers per hour.
So Matt, you have a spelling song to play us out with.
I do, yeah.
Let me just say thank you to everybody for listening.
Yes,
and
thank you.
Please like us on Facebook.
Visit the Blogspot.
Yes. And
Rock Solid Guide
on iTunes.
Rock Solid Guide, whatever that is.
And that helps us out a lot. And just tell a friend how much you love the show.
You can call 330-81-ROCKS if you want to leave a message. If you have an idea for a show topic, we'd love to hear them. This is a song from my youth. These guys were like one-hit wonders in rap, Pete Rock and CL Smooth.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And they did this song. I think it kind of withstood the test of time. I still hear it sometimes, which is weird for a very obscure group. But it's been in video games and stuff. Mm. And I love it. It's got a great sound. I think it's about one of their cousins or someone they knew was killed, taken too soon. Mm-hmm. And his name was Troy. Oh. So they wrote a song called They Reminisce Over You, T-R-O-Y. And
okay.
So if you listen long enough, this is an acronym and a spelling song all rolled into one. They're spelling Troy, but they're also, it's an acronym.
That's
so
beautiful.
Doing double duty on Rock Solid, Pete Rock and CL Smooth. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
I reminisce so you never forget this. The days are way back, so many bear witness the fitness. Yeah. Take the first letter out of each word in this joint. Listen close as I prove my point. T to the R-O-Y, how did you and I meet in front of Big Lou's fighting in the street? But only you saw what took many time to see. I dedicate this to you for believing in me. Rain or shine, yes, in any weather. My grandma Pam holds the family together. My Uncle Doc's the greatest, better get the latest. If we're talking about a car, Uncle Sterling got the latest. I strive to be live because I got no choice and run my own business like my Aunt Joyce. Yeah. So Pete Rock hit me, enough respect you when they reminisce over you. Listen,
listen, just listen to the funky song as I rock on, and that word is born.